Okay, so now you figured out if you've got low serotonin, low catecholamines, maybe you've got low in both. You're trying out some amino acids, but they're still not working. So there's a few other things to consider if taking the vitamins and basic minerals and these amino acids are not giving you relief. So let's say you've been taking tyrosine, but you still feel numb, no motivation to do anything, and you don't want to get out of bed, even after a few weeks of taking tyrosine. So if that's going on, I would strongly advise you to check your thyroid. Thyroid problems are found all the time in people with depression. If you're low in thyroid hormone, you're not going to have any energy to do anything. Just if you're taking these vitamins and these minerals, and you're taking tyrosine for a few weeks, and you're still not feeling anything, you've tried phenylalanine, maybe a few other supplements. Test your thyroid. Your test might come back and say your thyroid's messed up, and you get that thyroid fixed, depression's gone. Okay, you're taking the tyrosine, your thyroid's normal. You still don't feel anything. This could mean your sex hormones are out of whack. Your testosterone, your estrogen, something's not right in that department. That's going to make you feel depressed. That's going to make you feel off. And if those are off, it's going to take more fine-tuning by a physician, more a closer look, because hormones are a very delicate balance. I actually got a test done for me. My DHEA was actually low. So for me, there was a little issue going on that could be resulting in me not feeling as good, and I also noticed I wasn't really recovering from workouts. And it was because my blood test showed I was low in DHEA. So if you've been taking tyrosine, taking some supplements, nothing works, your thyroid's normal, get a test done for your sex hormones. Like you feel like crap, so nothing's working, just get the test done and see if you have a deeper issue that needs to be resolved. Last thing you want to consider, let's say you don't respond to anything, B vitamins don't do anything for you, none of the amino acids, these thyroid problems, all this, you just messed up still. Last thing you want to consider is pyroluria. Pyroluria is a condition where you have too many cryptopyrroles in your body. Those aren't harmful in themselves, but they'll actually bind to vitamin B6 and zinc and render them useless, so you can't make the compounds you need. If you remember earlier, vitamin B6 is involved in the conversion of the amino acids like tryptophan to the 5-HTP and to the 5-HT serotonin. So if you've got too many cryptopyrroles in your body, you have a condition called pyroluria. You need to resolve that situation before anything's going to work. I'm going to read off right here a list of all the symptoms of pyroluria, because if you're trying all this other stuff, vitamins, minerals, B vitamins aren't working, it's something to really consider. I got a test done on myself because it was cheap. I wanted to make sure it wasn't an issue, so I didn't be trying all this stuff and in the back of my head, I kind of had these symptoms and I didn't want it to be pyroluria. So I got the test done. It was cheap. I know I don't have it. Pyroluria is a rare condition, but if nothing else works, you have mood swings, you can't tolerate emotional or physical stress. Sometimes you get white specks on your fingernails, you have severe inner tension, you have pale skin that burns easy, eyes are sensitive to light, you tire easy, you have no dream recall, you prefer not to eat breakfast in the morning. Those are some common symptoms of pyroluria. Main thing is most people are going to have tons of that inner tension within themselves, and if you have that, it could be mean you don't have any vitamin B6 or zinc in your body because those cryptopyrroles are binding to them and making it so you can't use them. So that is another condition that it's pretty rare, but if all the stuff you've been trying is not working, just go get the test done. Get the test done on pyroluria, rule it out so you make sure that's not a deeper issue that's going to be there for the rest of your life if those are the symptoms you're experiencing.